I used to go, when I went to my first school, stayed at my granddaddy's. The schoolhouse was right close by. And the school teacher was a redhead woman. And,
You told me the other day you didn't like redheads, so...
Well, I didn't have no objections to her.
I see.
She was a redhead woman. It was just one teacher school. And her hair was flaming red hair, and she had a little bell. She come to the door when they call them in from out of recess, you know, and call them in to go to study. She come to the door and had a little bell just talk. And she turned around and started on back in the schoolhouse, and the fella come along, holding his hand up, warming his hand.
Her hand.
I remember that. It's just as clear as it happened yesterday. Okay.
To her back, or did he do that to her face?
No, right behind the head.
I see.
And everybody just died laughing the other, you know. And I also remember this. I never did get but one whipping in school, and that was with a paddle. I don't remember what I got that whipping about. And I remember something else. You heard of grapevine swings, haven't you? Or have you? Make a swing out of a grapevine. Grapevine hanging up in the tree.
So you just swing back and forth and hold onto them?
Yeah. You cut it off down near the ground and take a hold of it and swing around. Well, the water we used was about 150 or 200 yards from the house down in the holler and the schoolhouse up on top of the hill. And me and one of the boys, well, me and him was pals. We went after a bucket of water one day and we discovered that vine. There was an old tree lent over that way, and this vine is right up here, right in the fork. It come right down in the fork. And we just made the remark, would that make a good swing? Well, the next thing you know, we went and cut that thing and made us a swing. Well, my brother, he had a pal too, and we wouldn't let him swing. No, we wouldn't let them two boys swing, just me and this other boy swing. And the way we'd do, we'd get up here on the hillside and swing around yonder, and we'd be 10, 12 feet high over the holler over here. We'd swing around over yonder in the light, and that boy would get it, and he'd swing back over here. And them other two boys standing watching us, that made them sort of angry, you know. Well, they went and told the teacher about it. And the teacher went down there and looked around, and there's a little poplar tree there about that big. And we made some remark about cutting that poplar, and he told us not to cut the poplar. But we cut poplar anyhow. So these two boys that got mad, they went and told him that we cut that poplar. Boys, you stay in now. You dismiss school for dinner time. I want to talk to you two boys. Didn't I tell you to not cut that poplar? Yeah. Did you cut it? Yeah. Okay. He gave us a poem. It was about that long. To memorize and get up before the school and say that poem. Next day at dinner, you boys stay in there and say that poem. Well, we hadn't learned about that far down on. We said what we knowed. Well, you stay in tomorrow. And we was about 4 or 5 days before we learned a poem. And I never have forgot that. And that's the only punishment I ever got to school, except standing in the corner. I may have had to stand in the corner a few times.